Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. With us today, once again, is Russ Foreman, Managing Director of Strategy and Innovation in the Management Consulting Practice at BDO USA. Russ is here to speak with us about a trend we've seen tracking that's impacting the retail workforce, and that's unions. So, Russ, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Russ, I wanted to talk with you about what seems to be a very busy season for unions. You know, what's going on with all the union filings? And we've been hearing a lot about it recently.
Natalie, throughout 2023, retailers faced several challenges as they continue to address the rise of union organizing in a post-pandemic world with a pro-labor environment. The national organizing push at a major coffee chain brought issues like wages and working conditions to the forefront, and we all began to read and hear far more than we had in recent history. But other organizing efforts at big-name retailers also captured media attention, particularly because of the large number of young workers driving these campaigns. In 2024, we expect a similar outlook, not only because the national retail unionization movement is gaining momentum, but because of the current National Labor Relations Board recently overturned some decades precedents with decisions that are changing the parameters of union organizing. So specifically, there were 143 representation petitions filed in the retail industry in 2023, which actually was down from 2022. In 2023, 127 representation elections were held in the retail industry, and unions were elected as a result, 65% of these. So this was a large drop from 2022. We also know that centrally, nearly two-thirds of the petitions were just in seven states: California, New York, Illinois, Oregon, Missouri, Idaho, and New Jersey. Now, with that said, the part we're hearing a lot about recently in 2023 and seems to be carrying into 2024 is the number of strikes. So in 2023, there were 29 strikes in the retail industry. In 2022, it was 13. However, it is very interesting to note the number of workers idled, which was less, right? The number of actual employees impacted was less in 2023, and the average number of workers per strike was less. So this is going to be in an evolving situation as the union representation begins to have its impact, which we are still, I think the retail industry is still working its way through.
But what do you think is driving all of this?
Yeah, a lot of this is being driven by the changes in the regulatory environment. Mm-hmm. The NLRB overhauled decades of federal labor law precedent with its decision in the CEMEX construction decision, which announced an entirely new framework for union representation process. And it was effective immediately, and in some cases, even retroactively. So the NLRB adopted a new standard for how the NLRB will evaluate workplace rules and policies that are challenged on the grounds that they interfere with or restrict employees' rights to engage in protected concerted activity. All indicators suggest this trend is going to continue for some time and clearly throughout 2024, with a resurgence of union organizing activity, increased in public support even for unions, and an uncertain economic and political climate.
So it sounds like there are financial ramifications for retailers here, you know, with demand for higher pay, better benefits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, what are the true implications to the retail industry specifically?
It's an interesting and challenging question. The benefits to the employee are pretty straightforward, right? You get better working conditions, safety, and higher wages that are deserved. With that said, the impacts to the retail employer can be material, especially its effect on culture, or can have effect on culture. Unions are believed at times it can discourage individuality and encourage sort of a group mindset, for lack of a better description, productivity disadvantages for two reasons. One is unions usually impose, and this is all within the CBAs, the restrictive work rules when negotiating union contracts. Management is restricted from organizing work activities, so employees are prohibited from being more productive. Meaning, think about that cross-functional training and having employees work in different areas of the business so there's a more scalability. Sometimes that scalability is now restricted. And so lastly, once a union organizes employees, companies can expect a 20 to 25% jump in operating expenses. So those costs have to be borne by someone, and it's the consumer that often bears the brunt.
Right. Well, thank you very much for that, Ross. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in today's episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. Don't forget to tune in next week to get the insights you need to be successful in retail. Have a wonderful day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.